I mean, regardless of how you feel about abortion, surely you have strong opinions about harming women. Pills that can put women in the hospital, put them in risk of death. Welcome to this special episode of Dear Jane. Marcy, big news this week. We'd like to say we're shocked. We're not. We're not shocked at all. Turns out the abortion pill is far more dangerous to women than the other side. The federal government even has let on for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this new report came out Monday and revealed that the abortion pill is 22 times more dangerous than was previously recognized by the FDA, which if you ever feel crazy, like all I ever hear are horror stories about the abortion pill. Maybe you have heard Abby Johnson's story. Maybe you have heard other people's stories about just the horrific pain that women experience, the excessive bleeding, the trips to the emergency room. But it never gets news coverage. And then you look at FDA safety guidelines. You hear about how these other health institutions are talking about it. You hear the claim that it's as safe as taking Tylenol. And you can begin to feel like you're being gaslighted a little bit. Like, these stories, horror stories I'm hearing must be one-offs. And the reality is, the FDA has been lying to us. Mm-hmm. They've been withholding vital information that is impacting women's health. And I know in the pro-life movement, obviously, we talk so much about the victim, the child, as the victim of abortion and the ultimate victim. But now we come to find out the truth is finally coming to light, how much women are victimized by the abortion pill, by the abortion industry that lies to them, that tells them it's as safe as taking Tylenol. And you just have to wonder, like, okay, what else are they hiding from us? So here's just some more information. If you haven't seen the report, it's the largest ever study of its kind. It was released by the Ethics and Public Policy Center, and it found that 10.93% of women experience sepsis, infection, and hemorrhaging or another serious adverse event within 45 days of taking mifepristone. So mifepristone is the abortion pill, is kind of a misnomer. It's two pills that you take. So the first pill is mifepristone that causes fetal demise. It causes the baby to die by blocking progesterone. And then that's followed 24 to 48 hours later with misoprostol, which causes contractions and cramping, which is when the dead baby is delivered. So it's mifepristone is the abortion pill that is in the news right now that is causing all of these adverse health events. For years, like I said, we've been told that it's safe and effective. It's harmless. It's just like taking Tylenol, and it's really breathtaking to see what we've already known about the abortion pill, but to see the magnitude at which women are experiencing these adverse health effects.
So the way they did the study was, you might be wondering, well, how did they gather this data? Which is a good question, because, you know, the abortion industry is notorious for not reporting, not being required to report, or perhaps being dishonest in their reporting. So the study looked at actual insurance payments and insurance claims. So this is just, you know, for patients who were claiming insurance, anything that related to this. And it's shocking. This was between the years 2017 and 2023. You're talking about 40,000 ER visits. You're talking about almost 30,000 women with serious hemorrhage issues, and over 11,000 with infections. And it is insane to think about all the problems that they have been hiding. Mm-hmm. And well, for me, and you know, this, we can talk about this later, but it brings up the question, what else are they hiding, or what else are they lying about? Yeah. But it's interesting to me, and I guess I didn't realize this, to to study the history of mifepristone and how it has really become deregulated over the years. I mean, when it first came in, you had three doctor's visits. There were all these requirements. But basically, after the Obama and Biden administrations, you don't even have to see a physician now to get it, do you?
No, you can fill out a form online, even if you don't know the last day of your last period. You don't have to have all of that information. You can guesstimate how far along you are in your pregnancy, and then they'll mail the abortion pill to your house. And in fact, some states like Oregon and Washington, when there was, you know, the court battles happening a couple of years ago over access to the abortion pill, stockpiled the abortion pill so that it would still be available to women in their states. Another interesting just data point about this study that I thought was really interesting. So Danco Laboratories is the one that markets Mifeprex, which is the mifepristone first drug. So Danco and the FDA had relied on the results of just 10 clinical trials with just over 30,000, almost 31,000 participants. This new study, like Scott said, is based on real-world insurance claims, and it's from a much larger group. So the previous study, just under 31,000 women. This study, 865,727 women. And these were women who were prescribed mifepristone. People want to poke holes in the studies and say, oh, well, how many women were a part of it? Tell me more about the trials. That's quite a disparity, discrepancy between those two numbers and the two studies. It's, you know, this hasn't gotten a lot of press yet. The other side, the abortion industry, Planned Parenthood, manufacturers of mifepristone, obviously don't want this to get out. But it does call into question all of the narratives on the other side. Not just that this is safe and effective, but that the abortion industry cares for women, that they want women to have choice and agency. It sounds like they've been pushing dangerous drugs, easing up on the requirements. Like Scott was saying, women really should have an ultrasound before they take the abortion pill just to know exactly how far along they are in their pregnancy, to rule out the risk of an ectopic pregnancy, which the abortion pill doesn't affect. And as the ectopic pregnancy grows, the woman's life is, or health and life are affected and threatened. An ultrasound can help reveal and mitigate all of that. But with this abortion pill on demand culture that we're in now, all of those safety precautions have been removed. And it really is just about pushing deadly drugs that, you know, we've both alluded to, like, okay, what other drugs are FDA approved as safe and effective that now we need to ask questions about?
It's just frustrating because there is such a concerted effort to suppress this kind of data, this kind of truth. There will be, in coming weeks, there will be untold amount of money spent to try to debunk these statistics and these facts. It's already interesting to see some of the talking points the defenders have. I mean, they're really, really stretching here because they weren't ready for this kind of hard data to show just how dangerous it is. But it just, you know, it makes me think of what is that line they always use, that taking Tylenol is more dangerous than taking the abortion pill. That's a lie. That's a lie. And now we know that's a lie.
Yeah.
What else are they lying about? You have to ask yourself. I don't care. Even if someone who is just vehemently pro-choice, you have to ask the question, just like you would in anything else, especially as it comes to government. You have to say, well, gee, what else are they lying about? You have to think, you have to wonder that here. At least I do.
Well, and I think to that point, let's say someone's listening who is truly pro-choice. They don't believe women should be forced to continue a pregnancy. Maybe they're pro-choice in the case of rape and incest, you know, as 100% pro-lifers, we would disagree there. But you can see, I think there are thoughtful people who are pro-choice. And my question to them would be, in light of this new information, do you believe that the abortion industry and the manufacturers of these drugs and the FDA, do you believe that they are pro-choice? Because part of choice is having informed consent and having all of the information available so that you can make an informed choice. And it sure seems like the abortion industry, the FDA, who knows how many other bad actors truly are bad actors. And they're not for choice. They're for pushing an agenda. They're for targeting minority communities, vulnerable populations. They are for all of the profit involved in abortion, and abortion has large profit margins. So really, like, needing to question, even if you are pro-choice, asking if the organizations that you support that are pushing these drugs, are they really for choice, or is there more coercion involved?
Yeah. And it's worth noting here, in case you're not aware, people who are listening are not aware, just how easy it is to get these pills. And don't tell me what your local laws are. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't tell me, well, in my state, doesn't matter. Okay. Because to ensure that it wasn't getting to places, they would have to enforce postal laws and things like that. And nobody's doing that. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think we assume people understand that, but let's be very, very clear here. Because I've had this conversation with countless state lawmakers, so they'll say, well, our laws are, you know, to make sure that that kind of thing doesn't happen. It's happening. Well, we saw, I mean, there was a study here recently that we saw, I heard about, where they did a study of public water systems, and they you can trace the chemicals from chemical abortion, you know, in public water systems. And one of the worst ones was Austin, Texas. Texas, that has very strong pro-life laws, anti-abortion laws. Austin, Texas was at the top of the list. So anyway, I think people, this can't be one of those things as well, okay, that's happening over there, that's happening to them. It's happening next door. Mm-hmm. And it really is that pervasive in our society.
Mm-hmm. If you are listening to this, and maybe this is the first you've heard about this new study, I encourage you to Google it. Unfortunately, there aren't, you know, more places are writing articles about it now, and there is more news out there now, but you're going to have to dig a little bit to find. Mm-hmm. And so I'd encourage you to share this special episode to your friends, text it to them, share it on social media. There's going to be a lot of censorship of this. And just as an example here today, we put up a post on LinkedIn that cited the study. I think it even linked to it. It just said, this is, breaking news. This is a new study that just came out. Here's the relevant information for you. And LinkedIn took down our post and said, if you keep posting misinformation, your account's going to be restricted. So we're appealing it. But and I even had to dig for a way to show them, like, no, this is just true breaking news. It just came out. But that's how, and that's one example on one social media platform. But like Scott said earlier, they're going to try to suppress this issue and not make it a story, not let it become a story, because of the threat to their bottom line and their agenda and their whole narrative. If this starts chipping away at their narrative, and if people really do start asking more questions about, like, okay, what else are they lying to us about? It could be a huge blow, and they know that. And they have teams ready to go to, you know, PR teams to fight back. But I'd encourage you, this is something that everybody needs to know about, regardless of their stance of abortion. We need to know the truth.
Yeah. I mean, regardless of how you feel about abortion, surely you have strong opinions about harming women. Mm-hmm. And you know, pills that can put women in the hospital, put them at risk of death. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you would care about that. It's just interesting that, And people also need to realize, while we're talking about the abortion pill, in case people aren't aware, the vast majority of abortions now mm-hmm. are with this abortion pill procedure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if the more we can bring light to this issue, the more we ding their business model, the more lives are saved. So we need to make sure that people are aware of these statistics. This is not an opinion piece.
No.
These are numbers that have been put together looking at just raw numbers from insurance claims across the country. And so it's really, really hard to argue. I mean, those of us, you know, the scientific among us who like to look at hard data, it's hard to argue with this. And I think you're right. The other side is going to be investing a lot of time and a lot of energy in trying to somehow, once again, twist these facts and to fit their crazy narrative. And, you know, we can't let that happen as a pro-life side. We got to make sure people hear the truth on this.
Yep. It's important to know the truth, to share the truth. Now is the time to speak up. Even if it makes you uncomfortable to talk about abortion, honestly, now is an easier time. Because it's like Scott said, regardless of where you stand on abortion, people care about women. They care about the truth. If there are agencies that have been withholding information and lying, people deserve to know that, and then they can form their own opinions and make up their own minds about where they land on the abortion issue. But we shouldn't be complicit in the same way that the FDA and Planned Parenthood are and others are in withholding information. So if you have the truth and you have this knowledge, it's important to share so other people can know. You know, one of the horrors of the abortion pill and it being so accessible is... Now women experience the trauma of that in their own homes.
Right.
And their home becomes a place that reminds them of the trauma they experience from taking mm-hmm. the abortion pill. And that's really devastating too. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's already memories that they're having to live with. And now every time they go into their bedroom or they go into their bathroom, they're reminded of that traumatic experience. So really, out of compassion for women, regardless of where you stand on the issue of abortion, I'd encourage you to share this story, get this information out there, help other people know.
If you want to learn more about the study, we're going to steer you to stopharmingwomen.org. That's where the study is housed. You can read a summary, or you can dig deep if you want to do that. We encourage you to do that as well. But the chemical abortion, the abortion pill, 22 times more dangerous than the FDA admits. Make sure your friends know about this. It's stopharmingwomen.org. Thanks for listening to this special episode. Don't forget to subscribe. We have got to make sure this message gets out. So hit subscribe and make sure you tune in next week for a new episode of Dear Jane.